imagine that the modern park where people run, watch games, and attend events today was first used to host an agricultural fair? Lansdowne Park, located at the heart of Ottawa, is a green space with various buildings, plazas, and courts that have come to serve as a destination for sports and music fans. Its journey began in 1868, when the Ottawa Agricultural Society bought land in Bank Street, close to the Rideau Canal, to set up a fairground which would be known as Exhibition Grounds. Something interesting to point out is that people weren't really that happy with the location of the fair, since they thought it to be too far from everything else. And hey, at the time Ottawa didn't really extend past the equivalent of McGlow Street, so it makes sense that they complained, even if later on residents of the Glebe would have the opposite problem with the ruckus of some festivals. Sadly, exhibition grounds were damaged by the Great Fire of 1870 that consumed the Ottawa Valley, but throughout the following years they will come to see expansions and three provincial exhibitions, organized this time by the Agricultural and Arts Association of Ontario. The exhibition in 1877 came with the first public demonstration of the telephone in Canada. The native inventor Thomas Ahern had come up with a telephone system after reading about Bell's invention. His model included cigar boxes, magnets and wires that allowed for a call between Pembroke and Ottawa. Just like him, many others would take the grounds to show off their discoveries. Finally, in 1890, the site changed its name to Lansdowne Park, making reference to the Marquis of Lansdowne, the previous Governor General of Canada. After this, buildings like the Colosseum and the Aberdeen Pavilion were built. This last one served as a hockey rink for a while, being witness to the Ottawa Senators' many wins, like the one against Winnipeg where they sent 9 of their players to the hospital. It is in the pavilion too where markets take place, like 613 Philly and Ottawa's Market, taking advantage of the high roof to create a spacious room. As for the Colosseum, it was demolished 10 years ago after a record of ore accidents, including the 2 times its roof collapsed because of the snow and the time the boiler exploded. Other bits and pieces of history include the reposing of Lansdowne in World War II to enlist people in the army, the first panda game between Carleton and the University of Ottawa, even a world figure skating championship. And let's not even begin to talk about all the artists that have performed in the arena. The only thing I'll say is that next time you come to Lansdowne, think that the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin were there where you are not so many years ago.